This is the national public broadcast of W. Dean Muhammad, Muslim society leader. The following khutbah, our sermon, was recorded Friday, November the 17th, the year 2000, at the Harvey Islamic Center in Harvey, Illinois. The khatib, our teacher, is W. Dean Muhammad.
All right, so we have to know our own identity. We are Muslims by the definition given to us in the Quran and the teachings of Muhammad. Not by any definition popping up in your head somewhere. We are Muslims by the definition established in the Quran, the Word of God, and the teachings and practice of Muhammad, his tradition. That's why we are Muslims. And the origin of this concept came from the teacher Abraham. Millat Ibrahim Hanifa. This is the order of Abraham, the upright in his nature. Praise be to Allah. And you are to understand your identity as a society. As a society, you are one, supposed to be one united community, ummatan wahida, one united community under God, following the universal messenger, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is it, clear as anything can be. This is Islam. Now, you are obligated to be a Muslim responsible for your own Muslim nature. And you're obligated to be a Muslim individual responsible for your own Muslim environment. And you're supposed to be working on your environment to make your environment agree with what Allah has revealed is the ummatan wahida. So your environment should have Islamic education in it. It has to have Islamic school. It has to have the place to pray, masallah. It has to have mosque, if you want to say, masjid. It has to have masjid. And it has to have halal. Halal means accepted as God wants it for you. You remember the story of the man walking in the hadith, it's given in this hadith, Muslim and Bukhari. The man walking and he's disappointed, his life is miserable. He's walking like this and looking at the sky. And he's, oh God, ya Allah, he's praying to Allah. Why I suffer like this? And the hadith said that his clothing was not halal. His dress was not halal. And he had been consumed by all that is not halal. So his whole life was not halal. And he's praying to God, asking God to help him, and wondering why would a God leave him miserable like that, when he had ignored God and God's way, and had made his life all haram, not halal. So we are obligated to be responsible for our own life, to make it right in accordance with the guidance of God and the example of Muhammad the Prophet. And we are obligated, as I said before, to take charge of our own environment. A Muslim, whether you got a mansion or one room to sleep in, you want that one room to be your room of worship for Allah. Yes. And you don't want those objectionable things in your one room or in your mansion. And when you walk out of your doors and you don't see any Islamic structures, nothing done by Muslims, that should make you feel very sad. You shouldn't be happy to step outside of your house or your apartment onto the streets and see nothing that Muslims have done. That should make you very sad. And you should work hard behind any qualified leader who loves the way of God, follows the path of Islam, the path of God in Islam, and behind the leader, Muhammad the Prophet. I don't care what color he is, what nation he comes from, and I'm speaking to these brothers here who are not of the black people, the African-American people. I'm speaking to them too, to let them know where your leader stands. I don't know what you're telling them, but I want them to know where your leader is and where he stands. You should follow any of them. You don't have to come here. If you're not happy with this place, go behind any true Muslim that's trying to be upright in Islam. If he's a leader, support him. This is Islam. Islam is a free religion. It's not racist. It's free for all. And it recognizes all Muslims as brothers and sisters. You don't have to come here to be a brother. You go anywhere where there's decent Muslim environment or decent Muslim place to pray and to hear the lecture, the teaching of Islam. And you're a brother there. You're a brother anyway. All of Elijah Muhammad told us many years ago when the reality was not there to support what he was saying. He said, when you register and become a member of the Nation of Islam, you automatically finish it for me, somebody. What? Finish it. You automatically what? I'm not hearing you. They ain't loud enough. You automatically? Yes, yes, but that ain't the word he used. He didn't use brother. What word he used? You know it. That tells me a lot about you all. Is there anybody who came in the 50s, early 50s? Anybody here from the early 50s? Nobody? I don't believe that. Yes. Can you recall what he said? You got the idea. That's not what he said. You automatically become a what? A what? Yes. A citizen. He said you automatically become a citizen of every Muslim government. That's what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said. I guess that's why I have such a hard time with you all. You didn't even get the help that came from him. It's really pitiful. We need new people. You preachers that are with me solidly, you need to go out and get some new people. Because these are going to be in the wilderness for another 40 years. So Islam believes in the innocence of every human being. That's what it's saying. At birth, all human beings are innocent, not in sin. And that condition, that innocent condition, is called Muslim. Muslim by nature. And if we want to make progress, then we have to continue in that innocence. Don't become guilty. Don't become a crooked-minded person. Stay innocent. You have to stay in that innocence, and you have to work for more purity in your life. Purify your life. Allah says he does not, in the Quran, Allah says he does not want for us difficulty. Isn't that a love of God, loving God? Say, I don't want you to be in difficulty, but I want that you be purified. And you have to have some moral muscle, spiritual muscle than moral muscle, to purify your life, especially when you're facing so much sin and corruption, pornography, child pornography, all kind of freakish, perverted stuff that'll make a dog puke, and you're living in that stuff. You're seeing it on television. You're seeing it in the movies. You're hearing about it if you're not seeing it. So you're bombarded with a lot of corruption that makes your nature warped and freakish, and you become an alien in the human family. So you have to work for purity. Work for the purifying of your own soul. And God says, and spend on your own soul. And whoever spends on his own soul, spend your time, spend your energy, spend your good thoughts, spend even your money to put your soul in a better situation so it can become more beautiful for Allah's sake. Purify it. And God says, and whoever spends on his own soul, he certainly prospers. He prospers. He succeeds. And whoever neglects to do that, doesn't care for that, he goes down to the lowest of the low. Down to the lowest of the low. And remember, we are people of faith. We don't know everything. Follow the learned, the wise, pious leaders in this religion who say to God, you know God, and we know not. Admit that you know not. Everything you got it from somebody else or from something else. You came in the world knowing nothing. And only because God created you like you are and created the world like it is that you're able to know. So give God the credit for everything. Say, God, you're the knower, you're the knower, and we know not. And there's, believe me, there's worlds of knowledge that you don't know. What you know is a speck on this earth, not to speak of in the universe. It's a little speck on this earth. Not to mention what it looked like if it was measured in the context of the whole universe. It would be like non-existent. And God says, do good. And we have to believe in God and believe in His messenger, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. God says, believe in God and believe in His messenger. How are you going to separate them? When God has put the Muhammad, the messenger, right with God as His servant and His messenger. And you have to believe in Him, or God will not accept your belief. God will not accept you just believing in God. God will only accept your belief if you believe also in Muhammad the Prophet. So God says Himself in our holy book, believe in God and believe in His messenger. And the messenger is a believer too. Says, and the messenger has believed, and so have the believers. And God says, and do good. Ahsanu, do good. And God says, it is closest, or it is really the strength of piety, taqwa. It is closest to taqwa. Taqwa, it is really the strength. It is the best power for you keeping your taqwa. Doing good. Doesn't that make all the sense in the world? We know when we see people that believe in doing good, we readily accept them as good people, and we readily respect whatever they believe in. But if they doing bad and claiming to have faith in some religion, It doesn't touch us. It won't touch us. Because their life is in contradiction with what they're claiming. It says, and they say we've heard a call in the land. This is in the Quran. That's Muhammad was calling. Calling the people to faith. And those that heard him, they responded and said, we believe. We believe. Praise be to Allah. So let's practice the doing good. Let's remember the best teachings we got from our Christian mamas and fathers and families. They taught us to do good. They didn't tell us to be bad cooks and liars and hypocrites and sneaky people sneaking around, whispering behind my back, discrediting me, trying to pull me down. But you ain't got the courage to come to me and do it in my face. So what are you, a cheap little mouse? A sick field rat? So we have to become workers, not just claiming faith. Become workers. And let your work say you're a Muslim. Let your work say you follow Muhammad the Prophet. All through the Quran, work and faith are together. Alladhina amanu, those who have faith, wa amilu salihat, and their works are righteous works. Wa amilu salihat, and their deeds or their work is righteous work. So where's your work? Where's your work? You're doing, you're coming here on and off, weekend, come here on Fridays and maybe some other days too. And you come back, have you increased your good work? If you haven't, you're wasting your life. And you don't have any credit with God. You have to be doing good works. What do you think this is, a cult? A street gang? I'm speaking to all of you. This is not just to you here in this town. I'm speaking to all of you all throughout the United States. And outside too, if you have this problem. What do you think this is? A street gang? A fad? Something that you just come into for fashion? You wear it as a fashion? And you put it down when you want to and pick it up when you want to? I don't love you like that, brother. God, no, I don't love you like that. If you're doing it in innocence, that's one thing. If you're doing it and know you're doing wrong, I don't love you. not brave, you're weaklings. I heard a Spanish girl, she was a waiter in the restaurant, and some African Americans in there acting like apes. And she said, "Negro's chicken." See, Negro is Spanish for black. Negro's chicken. You're brave, though, when you think you've got one of your own kind. Coward. You think they're afraid of you. Or you're brave then, or you beat him up something terrible. Dismember him, you can really be cruel. But you're nothing but a coward. When you think you might lose, you ain't around. You ain't gonna be around. You're gone, hiding somewhere. But ain't a Muslim. Muslim accept death if we have to accept it, doing what God wants us to do. We accept death. We're not afraid of death. We're not afraid of dying. If I was afraid of dying, I wouldn't have lasted 2 weeks. No, because I got threats. Way back then, before 1975, serious threats. I reported them to the FBI and the police department. I tied my camel. And I trusted my God. And I'm here. Thank Allah.
We will return to today's broadcast after this important announcement. Imam Muhammad will be making appearances throughout the country, and those wishing to support his mission of propagation and community assistance are asked to send their contributions made payable to Ministry of W.D. Muhammad and mail to Post Office Box 1061, Calumet City, Illinois, 60409. And now, back to today's program.
We have efforts to change this thing where we don't see any contribution, material contribution of ours in the streets, in the public. We want to change that. Dr. Elijah Muhammad made that his number one aim, to change the material environment for the African-American poor people. So here we are again. We're here. Brother walked into the store, into the apartment, the plant where we are on 167th Street, and he saw me in, Helen Meeks. And he was from back there when I was a teenager, 19 years old, in the Nation of Islam. So I told him, I said, "You see, well, you saw me in the restaurant, working in the restaurant, grocery store and restaurant I worked." I said, "And I was a minister, called minister back then, Minister W.D. Muhammad, Minister W. Wallace D. Muhammad, or W.D. Muhammad. But I worked in those businesses. So I say, "You see, I'm back in it. I'm back in the same old image, same old style. Back in it. This ain't nothing new for me. This is what I used to. This is what I started out doing. My father, if you didn't work, you didn't stay around him. He wouldn't accept you. If you want to be around him, you had to work." And for me, I loved it. It was my pride, my dignity. It was my freedom. To be with a job, a lawful income, is freedom. To be without it is one form of slavery. No, I loved it, and I still love it. I got a brother, Elijah Muhammad. Elijah Muhammad will paint this building, he'll wash the floors, he'll shovel coal, he'll do anything. He'll pick out the garbage and never feel that he had to lower his pride. He'd be just as proud doing that as he was being a commander over hundreds of first officers and captain in the Nation of Islam before I became the leader. He just as happy to do these little things as he is to do that big thing he was doing. That's my brother, and I mean it. That's my blood brother. We got the same spirit. It's a blessing, Elijah, because some of our brothers and sisters don't have it. So it's a blessing that we have that. So we have established an organization called Collective Purchasing Conference. It's a distributor itself, really. Limited liability company. But it is mainly a tool for all of us. It makes purchases, big purchases, with dollars from many of us, money from many of us. So money from many of us piles up like it did for Honorable Elijah Muhammad. When Honorable Elijah Muhammad passed, there was over $3 million cash in the bank downtown. So he didn't leave us actually broke. No, he did not. He left us with situation with properties and things. When the government came in, well, they set it up. They set us up for it. So that's what wrecked us. It was not that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad didn't have money. He had money. He had money from you all. Over $3 million in the account. Now, Allah has blessed us to have your support for me. And we again have a few million dollars cash. That's a little power there. So with that kind of money, we can go and buy from the manufacturers in Bangladesh, Malaysia, Indonesia, wherever, Thailand, Hong Kong, wherever. We can go and buy. And not to mention the opportunities right here in this hemisphere to buy from America, from U.S., Canada, Mexico. We can buy. So we're not hopeless. We're in a position to go forward with our material lives for the first time since the Honorable Elijah Muhammad's effort. And actually, his effort was an effort doomed to die because it had no life that was compatible with the life of this society or this government, this world. You cannot build an independent government inside this government that is enemy to this government. Common sense tell you they ain't going to stand for that. So they let you do it, but they plan for you down the road. They said, well, they're building, but we're going to get all this. And that's what they did. They took it all through the probate courts. So you have to understand these things. To keep and to go with me and not burden me. You have to understand these things. This address I'm giving you, bringing these serious concerns to you, I had planned for other locations, but I didn't find any place suitable till now. I'm doing it here. And it's going out to the whole community. It's going out to the whole community. Now, we were asked to support Hajj, big delegation to go to Hajj. In this coming year, 2001. If you have to leave, leave, please, and no problem. Don't feel embarrassed. 2001. We didn't have enough money to really build up. I myself, you all got me living pretty comfortably financially. But I myself, I need more time. I don't have enough time to give that amount of money, over $2,000. I don't have it right now. But if I have until 2002, I think I'm pretty sure I'll have it. I'll have that much by that time. And it's wrong for you to make Hajj on my money. That's not right. Suppose you don't pay the Hajj agency back. What happens to my money? This is Islam I'm teaching you. Don't think this is not Islam. This is not proper for khutbah. This is proper for khutbah. We have to strengthen the Muslim community. And that's what I'm doing. I'm working to strengthen this community. Now, the spirit was put into the community to make Hajj in the big number, 2,000 persons. With me, it would have been 2001 for the year 2001. So a lot of people who hadn't planned to make Hajj were given the spirit to do it, to go in this big number with Imam W.D. Muhammad. Now, we don't have enough to go. Not near enough. We don't have near enough money. So I want to postpone it till 2002. And I'm here to announce today that I'm the one who gave this community the name MAS, Muslim American Society. I'm the one who gave that name. And I can show you right now, it's in the records, where I registered an organization almost worded exactly like that, long before I became your leader. I registered that organization because I thought the Nation of Islam just might be lost. And if it was lost, then I was going to use that organization I wasn't going to give up. I never give up. But thank Allah, I wasn't lost. We made a transformation. So I'm not going to give them this name. You're the one who's not in the court with the name. You go. And I don't care if it's all the support, but 1%. I'd rather have 1% straight people than to have 100% hypocrites. So I'm announcing here from this place, from this masjid, under Imam Daniel Kareem. Now we're living in my understanding, the last days. And I believe the last days come and go. At certain times in the history of human beings on this earth, the last days come. And God give the deserving ones a new chance. And they bring the world back again. But in time, the wicked have to be weeded out and done away with. So we see the end of time again. And I believe this is the end of time. This is not the end of time for Muslim life. This is a good time for Muslim life. Best season for Muslim life. It's not the end of time for the righteous. This is the best season for the righteous. And the signs of the end of time, as given by our prophet, peace and blessings be on him, one of the signs, and in fact all the signs to me are clear today. I can see them clearly right now. One of the signs is say that servant people who have been in servant class, will be competing with the established people in the building of skyscrapers. This is in the saying of Prophet Muhammad recorded by Bukhari and Muslim. Competing with the established people, the big people, in the construction of high buildings. This is how it's put. I believe that time is right now. And we should be foremost in this competition. Because our religion conditions us to not live spiritually in one side and then materially in the other side and think that one side is against the other side. It unites us. It reconciles our aspirations for establishment in this world with the sayings of God in the Quran. Seek what means that God has given you the hereafter, which is better, we know. Better in quality and better in quantity. But God says, but don't neglect your share of this material world. And don't neglect your share in this material world. And God says, who has said that this is not for my servants? Say, this is for them in this life, the material world. And only exclusively for them in the hereafter. That's what God says. Khalisan. Exclusive for them in the hereafter. So we should be in the forefront. And don't you know most of our people looking for us to be in the forefront? The Honorable Elijah Muhammad and the Nation of Islam true followers made such an impression on Christian African Americans, blacks, that they are disappointed when they see us not producing. And they are waiting on us to get our spirit back. They believe that we are the ones to lead them in the material accomplishments. I know it because I've heard it from the best and most popular of their leaders.
Be sure and join us next time for the National Public Broadcast of W. Dean Muhammad, Muslim Society Leader. For more on the ministry of W. Dean Muhammad, call 1-708-798-6750. All right, Post Office Box 1061, Calumet City, Illinois, 60409. For WDM Publications, call 1-708-862-7733. All right, Post Office Box 1944, Calumet City, Illinois, 60409. For Muslim Journal, see local distributor. And thanks for listening.